And 0-2 the count here yet. Loggers looking to get out of this inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hey, that ends the inning right there. Tobias gets the strikeout on Olivia Hines. But the Titans, they take a lead on a couple hits here. 3-2 is the lead for the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans over the Phillips Loggers right now. We're going to enter the sixth inning in just a little bit here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for 1 minute. Timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. We're in regional final action here, girls softball. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans here. And it's a 3-2 lead here for the Titans now in the top of the sixth inning. The Titans getting a couple runs in that inning to take the lead. And the Loggers playing from behind for the first time here tonight. And Paula Pomeroy up to bat here for the Loggers. Paula digs in from the right side, swings that first pitch, fouls it off. Oh, almost took out a little kid. This time I'm not even kidding you. That was inches away. We almost called the ambulance, Mark. That was close. A couple of kids walking away. Almost had a bad day. Pomeroy loops this one into right field, and the right fielder makes a big play over there. Nice catch from Haley Strenke. I was wrong about that. Christine Pickard, okay, she came in as a pinch runner and stayed in the game, I'm guessing. Okay, nice catch out in the right field from her. And here's the pitch. Marlo Edwards hits one to the shortstop. Shortstop gobbles it up, throws it to first, gets her out. Two quick outs for the Titans. Loggers being aggressive, putting the bat on the ball. Mel Tingo and Delaney Four coming up for the Loggers. Mel Tingo first here. And Tingo, she had a base hit down that third base line in that last inning, the freshman. Here's the pitch. That one up over her head. Ball one. Big moment for everyone here. Tingo with two outs, nobody on. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ball inside. Catcher set up nicely there. Just missed inside. Jackie Heller trying to get through the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. That went up over Tingo's head. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes to Mel Tingo with two outs, top of the sixth inning. Loggers down one here. It's 3-2. All right, Mel eyeing up the pitcher. Here it is. First strike. Mel took strike one. 3-1 the count. And she got the green light now. Couple clouds rolling in. Nothing too scary here. Here's a pitch. That over the head of Mel Tingo. She's going to take a walk at the first base. And that's going to bring up Delaney Ford. Delaney's a nine hitter. If she fails to get on, seventh inning is going to be let off by top of the order. And Delaney digs in here from the left side. Two lefties in the lineup for the Logger, and Lily Miller. Delaney takes strike one. Delaney steps back in, quick to go. Phillips fans came strong here today, making some noise. Here's the 0-1. Delaney swings at that one. A little bit high, she chased it. And 0-2 is the count here with two outs. Mel Tingo on first base. Oh, and two, the count here to Delaney. Going to have to be aggressive. Here's the pitch from Heller. That one down in the dirt. All right, she gets on. Matea Eckert is up. Heller checks a sign here from her catcher. She's ready. Here's the pitch. Strike three, got her looking. Strike three ends the inning. Hey, we're going to go into the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans leading 3-2 over the Phillips Loggers. The Phillips Loggers coming into that seventh inning going to have top of the order coming up. Don't go anywhere, guys. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. Hey, we're having a good time right now. We're down 3-2 here, but a baseball, softball atmosphere over here in Turtle Lake. Fans lined up around the fence. The bleachers are full here. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 3-2 lead for the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans over the Phillips Loggers. And up to bat here right now is the number two hitter, Caitlin Papps. Got her grandparents sitting next to me. And she takes strike one. Shows bunt, pulls back. Tobias goes right at her. And Papps hits one to the third baseman. Pomeroy scoops it up quick and gets it to first base for the out. One out here for the Loggers. Paula making a nice play over there at third base, making it look easy. You teach her that, Mark?
Yeah.
You did. Mark taught her everything she knows.
Yeah.
All right. And now it's going to be Ella Robertson, the catcher. She's going to dig in here from the right side. Here's a pitch. And strike one. No, ball one. I didn't hear what he said. Did he call it a ball?
Ball.
Okay, ball one. All right, ball one here, one out. Here's the 1-0 pitch in the ground, ball two. That one bounced to the plate. Ella Robertson, she's up in the count, two balls, no strikes, one out. Tobias, here's the pitch. That one a little high and outside, ball three, 3-0. And one down here. Loggers down by one. Playing on their toes here. Such a quick, fast-paced game. Got to be ready for anything in girls softball. Tobias, here's the pitch. That one up way high. And we haven't seen a lot of walks here tonight from Annika. And with one out, the Titans get a runner on first base. And that brings up the pitcher, Jackie Heller. Getting a little bit of advice from coach on third base. What do you think he told her? Hit the ball, right? Hit it. All right, Heller digs in here, right side. One out. Ella Robertson on first base. She's going to go. And no throw down to second. Popped out of Lily's glove. Robertson over at second base now with one out. All right, Heller digs back in here. Runner in scoring position. Shows bunt. And Annika throws right through it. She pulled back. Titans like to show bunt and pull it back on that first pitch. It's 0-1. Jackie Heller. Here's Annika Tobias with the pitch. This one hits to the third baseman. Scooped up. Oh, missed, but so she tagged. Must not have tagged her. So Trinity Smith saying she... All right. Going to be a base hit. Paula, it went through Paula's glove over at third base. Trinity picked it up and tried to tag the runner. They're saying no tag over at third base. And going to have runners at the corners now. I thought she got her up, but we couldn't really see. We don't have the angle here. Nice play by the Loggers keeping that in play, though, in front of them here. But the Titans with a runner at third in scoring position with just one out. Tobias needs a big strikeout here. Here it is. Swing and a miss. And that's Grace Hubbard, the cleanup. No, sorry, the five-hitter. Batting for the Titans. She steps back in with one strike on her. Runners at the corners. One out. Here's the pitch. And that one hit to the third baseman. Paula picks it up, throws it to first, and gets the out at first. They're going to throw it down to third. And I think she's safe there. She is. Late on the tag. They tried getting the runner over at third base. Hey, the Titans score another run. They're up 4-2 with two outs and runner at third base. All right, Titans aggressive in these last couple innings. They scored three runs in the last couple innings, taking a 4-2 lead. Two down here. Big opportunity for both teams here. Loggers need an out. Titans looking for anything hit into the outfield. And we got a bench player up batting right now. Yeah, that's Christine Pickard. Hits one down the third base line, and she's going to get there. And another RBI. Run scores. It's 5-2. Runner at first base. And that's going to bring up. Who's that going to bring up? Oh, here we got Olivia Korish. Olivia Korish, the designated hitter, steps in here right side. All right, Loggers looking to get out of this inning. Now they're down 5-2. And a pass ball there. And runner goes to second base. All right, Loggers desperately needing an out here. They're going to have one more chance, one more at-bat coming up. And with top of the order coming up for the Loggers, this ball game not over by any means. Tobias winds up. Here's the pitch, that one high. Two balls, no strikes. Olivia Korish digs back in here. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That one up high as well. 3-0. Lacey Copenhagen on deck for the Titans. All right, another timeout on the field. Coach Edwards is going to come in and have a little chat. Give the freshmen a quick little break here, a mental break. We're going to go over our high school sponsors while we have a break on the field. We want to thank Forward Bank, Medford Motors Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, the good friendly workers at Jeff Haken and Roofing. Go to jeffhakenandroofing.com. Get your estimate. Swamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader's Sports Center, Wolf Farms and Butternut, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. All right. We're going to get this game rolling here again. Umpire says play ball. Three balls and no strikes here. And a runner at first base. And Olivia Korish at bat here. Swings it. Hits this one up the middle. It's going to be a base hit. Marlo Edwards going to throw it in. And, oh, unable to get the play at home. And a run scores. It's 6-2. The Titans taking a big lead. And a little bit of a maybe an injury at the plate. Not too bad. I think she just hit hard trying to score there. Was the runner, Christine Pickard. Boggers. Now the Titans have a runner at second and third with two outs. The sixth inning's been tough. And we got a player down in the outfield. We're going to take a little break here right now. A little break on the field. We're going to take a break. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Logger United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Logger United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Did you know we now sell e-bikes? Now offering e-bikes and e-scooters from top-rated brands such as Lectric, Baku, and Highboy. Whether you are looking to cruise, commute, or ride the trails, with all the options and accessories we have to offer, we know we'll be able to find the best fit for you. Call Nick or Ken at Medford Motors at 715-748-3700 to start riding.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Hey, we're back, guys. Jeff Haken in here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. And here's a pitch there to Sammy Young for strike one. And we're in the bottom of the sixth inning here. There's two outs. Runners on second and third for the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans with two down here. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And this one popped foul behind us and out of play. And it's 0-2 here to Sammy Young. We were coming out of a injury timeout out in left field. The player was down for a little bit and think everything's going to be fine. We are back in action here. Here's the 0-2 from Tobias. Strike three, gets out of the inning with a strikeout. And Loggers get out of that inning, but not before the Titans score three more runs, take a 6-2 lead. We're going into the seventh inning, and we're going to send it back the 98Q Country, and on the Civic Media app, again, for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans in regional final action, and the Titans coming on strong in that last inning. Take a 6-2 lead. It's last at-bats here for the Phillips Loggers. Lucky for them, leading off is top of the order here, Matea Eckert. Going to lead off from the right side with Trinity Smith on deck, followed by Annika Tobias and Lily Miller. Loggers need four runs to keep this game rolling. And Jackie Heller throws first pitch ball, trying to throw the complete game. And she digs back in, gets a sign from her catcher. Matea choking up. Here's the pitch. That one up high over the head of the catcher. And 2-0 is the count here to Matea Eckert. 6-2 the lead for the Titans over the Loggers. We're at the top of the seventh. Last at bat here, guys. Here's the pitch. Matea takes ball three. And it's what they're going to need as base runners. Heller digs back in for the Titans. Matea, she's ready. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Ball four. Matea takes ball four. Threw the bat the wrong way. Coach Edwards grabs it. And a timeout on the field, quick timeout. Going to talk with Heller. I think it was four straight balls on that at-bat right there. That's the first time she had done that. And quick timeout. Catcher just saying, hey, settle down. Let's get through this. As they make sandcastles in front of the pitcher's mound. All right. Back in action here. And Trinity Smith, the freshman shortstop, the two-hitter, she's at bat here with Matea Eckert on first and nobody out. Loggers looking for a seventh-inning rally. And Jackie Heller looking to shut that down. Here's the pitch. And a shot to second base is dropped. And it's going to be a fielder's choice there. It was a shot to the second baseman right at her ankles. Had it in her glove, went to the ground. She picked it up, threw Matea out at second base. Get the first out. Fielder's choice there. And one down. And Trinity Smith at first base. That brings up the pitcher, Annika Tobias. And as soon as this game's over, I'm going to be heading back. Phillips has graduation here tonight. One of my boys is graduating. I'm going to make it there just in time. And strike one. They had to set. That's why this game got moved earlier. Because no one was going to show up. So we'll see. I think I can make it back by 7, right? Oh, yeah. All right. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Tobias. And ball gets through the legs of the catcher. And Trinity Smith makes it over to second base. One out, runner on second base. Loggers down by 4. Lily Miller on deck. And here's the pitch. That went down in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike to Annika. One out. Sun dipped behind a cloud here. Pretty intense. I think I got a little suntan on my legs. There's a pitch. Strike 2 to Tobias. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Annika. And Heller digs in. And the winner of this game is going to move on to sectionals. Here's the pitch. And this one fouled back, unable to make a play. And still 2-2. Tobias digs in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. 2 outs here. The Titans, 1 out away from moving on to sectionals. And Lily Miller, she's looking to say not yet. Rayleigh Williams on deck. Runner at second for the Loggers. Still down 6-4 here. 2 outs. Here's the pitch and fouled back. Out of play. Almost took out the Turtle Lake sign. All right, Lily digs back in from the left side here. Top of the seventh inning. Final at bats here for the Loggers. With 2 down, here's the pitch. This one fouled up and able to make the play and the catch, and the Titans win. That's the final. 6-2. The Turtle Lake Clayton Titans beat the Phillips Loggers here in Turtle Lake. A great game. A great game by both teams here. The Titans come out on top. And much respect to all these players. I mean, they made plays out there on the field. There wasn't a lot of walks, errors. Everything was just coming at each other. Exactly what you'd see from the 2-seed and the 3-seed. I got to get back to graduation tonight here in Phillips, guys, so you ain't getting a post-game show. So for Jeff Hakenin, you guys all have a wonderful night. We'll see you later.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-dozing. First Elon Musk, and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency, are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News,
in a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is, in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-dozing. First Elon Musk, and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency, are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News,
in a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is, in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
St. Croix Rods would like to alert you that they have been made aware of fraud attempts. There are videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions, but this is a phishing scam and is not St. Croix. The way to be eligible for real promotions and official offers is to sign up for their newsletter. Again, the videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions is false. It is not St. Croix, and those are phishing attempts. Remember, being aware of what you click on is very important, and when in doubt, always check official sources. The Park Falls Public Library has a notice. Kids should be on the lookout for Elmer the Elephant all over Park Falls this summer. Once you spot him, stop at the library for a chance to take him home at the end of the summer. This is taking place June 16th through July 25th. And once again, kids should be looking out for Elmer the Elephant, who is a multicolored patchwork elephant, all over Park Falls this summer for a chance to take him home. Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Waters for free next weekend. Brittany Merlo tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios. 98Q Country.
The stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Yeah.
to listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one, and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun, and coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing gonna go. That shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car, all I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can burn this old dirt.
midnight windshield stars. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that.
Workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98 Q Country.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow. Nowhere to go and no pot of gold inside. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. Touch my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. Would never find me, and the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line, and not a moment too soon. Yeah. You touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon, your sweet love saved. Not a moment too soon. Oh, oh, oh. Not a moment too soon. Yeah.
Country.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s, and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
98Q Country.
It's all on me, it's my mistake. I said I don't love you a little too late, but I guess there ain't ever a right time. And I don't know why it's called a goodbye. I'm going.
Country song. Trade truth in for a lie. to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-doging. First Elon Musk and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students.